There's a new movie out this weekend. It's called Warcraft, based on an online game called World of Warcraft. It's already made $46 million and counting in China. That makes it the best non-weekend launch in that country's history. But its box office prospects in this country are a little less clear. Hinging on this question, can loyal gamers power Warcraft to a respectable box office take? To find out the answer, I called up Scott Johnson. He has been hosting a podcast about World of Warcraft since back in 2006. He is seeing this movie this weekend with a whole bunch of friends. Scott Johnson, good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You have basically an army full of people flying into Utah to watch this movie with you. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be, if you can call 335 people an army, but yes, well, we're gonna fill that out.
it's a small but powerful army. How did this come to pass? I mean, you're a guy with a podcast, and this is a big video game, but this seems to be sort of extraordinary.
Well, it goes a little bit beyond it just being a game or even it just being a movie. Much to the contrast of a lot of stereotypes out there, it is a game that actually encourages a lot of meetups and friendships, and people get married in this game, and there's all kinds of relationship stuff going on that can happen in and around the Warcraft franchises. And I think this movie represents another chance for us to all get together, hang out, talk about our stories, and just have a good time. Really looking forward to it.
Did you have any idea back in 2006 when you started the instance that it would become this thing that people identify with?
I think I had zero idea. When I started the show, I thought this is mostly for me. I couldn't find a show that talked about my passion in a way that I wanted. So I thought, well, I'll do one. And then it sort of took off from there. And if I'm honest, nearly everything I've been able to do since has some piece of that success in it. I don't want to go as far as say it's an entire lifestyle, but... It's difficult to deny its weird reach.
That's because of the game itself. I mean, literally the nature of the game. It's not a one-person thing where you're, playing against, a computer or whatever. It's massive online whatever, right? Role-playing game.
Yeah, it's a big space with a lot of people, a chance for people to sort of group up into guilds and groups that can play on regular schedules. There's a calendar built into the game, so there's ways to remind you that you're supposed to be playing with your friends. But even more than that, Blizzard, the company who makes Warcraft, mm-hmm. they've done a great job of extending the fiction outward into other places in comic books and now in film. And certainly, the lore of the game and the characters and story of the game resonate with a lot of players. And because of that, I guess, richness, we've been able to carve out these weird little niches. It might be a podcast for me. It could be a YouTube channel for somebody else.
Yeah.
Or, somebody may name their kid Lothar for no reason. So it's a crazy world.
I wonder if Warcraft was social media before social media was social media. You know what I mean?
In a way, yeah. Like in 2006, oh goodness, the game had only been out a couple of years at that point. And in 2004, when it launched, there was no Facebook as we know it today. There was no YouTube. Like the communication methods that we have now that we sort of just take for granted, even just our smartphones in general, didn't exist. So this was a place where you could find common ground, a place where you could find friends that thought like you and were like you and create opportunities for meetups and large gatherings. I do an annual event every year. We have our 10th next year where it's that very thing. And so many of those people are made up of Warcraft players.
We should say it's called Nerdtacular, and you came up with that name yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Originally the idea was, hey, we're all nerds. Let's go to a place where we can be that way together. And when I first called it that, I don't think nerd had quite come into the cachet that it has now. And now it's sort of like everyone thinks they're a nerd. So it kind of doesn't have the same impact, but we kept the name and there it is.
You got to own it, man. We called you obviously to talk about the movie and the podcast and the environment that it exists in. But it's worth a mention here. And one of the things that's interesting to me about talking to you is that you have built no small business operation on podcasts. I mean, you have like dozens.
Yeah. So the Frog Pants Network is ever growing. There's a lot going on. It still remains a very close-knit, small organization, but I have a lot of co-hosts, a lot of different shows that I work with, and all of it in some way or another has roots in the advent of Warcraft and then the instance. Like that became the focal point of growth that led into all sorts of other things like, morning shows and other niches that we tried to get into. And had it not been for that, being sort of the catalyst at the time, I'm not sure I'd have taken it as far as I have.
And do you now have to think of boring business stuff like audience engagement and underwriting and branding and all of that hoo-ha?
Sadly, yes. It is the least exciting part of the business. But yeah, you got to worry about sponsors and you worry about, you know, crowdfunding is a big thing right now. So we work directly a lot with our listeners. And another nice thing about all of this, it's transitioned nicely into the worlds of Patreon and Kickstarters so that we get to interact directly with fans and listeners in a way that we couldn't do as much in the old days. So it's actually, we're kind of at a bit of an awesome point in all of this, despite the fact that it's also the most competitive time for podcasts that it's ever been.
And to be clear, you make a not terrible living literally doing this.
Yeah, I do. I do all right. I was able to quit my full time job in 2009 when I officially said I'm going to do this from now on. I've technically been doing it for over 10 years, but I decided it was time to go for it and have been able to do it. I've got a family and a mortgage and kids and wife and everything else you got to worry about in this modern age, and somehow it all works. I mean, there are days where I realize I'm slicing blindly into the field with my machete trying to figure out where I'm going. But, that's the nature of cutting edge media stuff. And I feel really, honored to sort of be a part of that.
One last thing to get back to the movie and then I'll let you go. Are you going to be all right if this movie is just not very good?
Well, here's the writing's a little bit on the wall in terms of the critical response. Yeah. It's not doing very well. It's doing actually quite poorly.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I know about the movie that a lot of critics don't know. And that is that the people involved, who many of whom I know personally, those who've created these characters, they have thrown their heart into this thing. And for me, that and my love of the game are enough. And I am seeing a very big divide between what critics think, your traditional newspaper critics and what have you, and people who play the game and have passion for the content.
Right.
They love it and they can't wait for more of it. So I hope that translates to the kind of box office that may lead to further installments and that we might finally shed this stigma of video game movies can't be any good or, more importantly, can't make any money.
I don't know, man, but you got to deal with Tron and all of that. It's a pretty high bar.
It is. As far as it tanking, I think we're actually in pretty safe territory. It's doing well internationally. We'll see how it does domestically over the weekend. I think Americans take things like Rotten Tomatoes and reviews more seriously, perhaps.
Yeah.
So that may have an effect, but we're pretty bullish over here.
Scott Johnson at Frog Pants Podcasting. Scott, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.